Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Time Spent Poorly Show with your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron. Here's a quick clip from tonight's show to whet your appetite.
You can do and say whatever you want, as long as you have an understanding that there are consequences to you doing and saying whatever you want.
Right, right.
It's
the toothpaste analogy. You can't put the toothpaste back in
the bowl. Yeah, man. Yep. By all means, if you want to argue with
some assholes who try, though.
If you want to argue with me, go right ahead. But I can tell you right now that you probably won't like the outcome.
Covered in fucking.
There's a motherfucker you will give that analogy to, and he'll go try and put the fucking tooth. Like, he'll go squeeze all the toothpaste out.
Bet me, motherfucker.
Fucking tooth.
Yeah.
While he's trying to ice skate uphill. Like, it's just that dude.
Pretty great.
Why are you doing that? Because you told me I can't.
Yeah.
Ass.
I've never understood that mentality.
Wow. This really sounds like it's going to be the best show. Better than anyone we've done before or anything we can do afterward. In the history of the program! You mark my words. We know there's all sorts of better ways you can be spending your time, so thanks for spending yours, albeit poorly, with us. If you want to learn more about who we are, go to timespentpoorly.com. Everything you need to know, whether it's accessing past episodes, future live broadcasts, or other shows on our network, it's all right there. There's also a link to our Patreon if you find yourself compelled to support one of your favorite shows, hosted by any of these nobodies from the Pacific Northwest. Well, gentlemen, I'm not here, but you are, so let's get it on! Without further delay, please welcome your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron.
Hello, and welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us, Derek. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome back. How's it been? It's been a while since you've been on.
It has. Well, I mean, on this show.
Yeah, well, right. You're doing other shows, of course. But
yes, but it has been a while. I disagree with some of the stuff right off the bat. I can't wait to get to some of these subjects tonight.
You disagree with some of the stuff? Oh, yeah. I saw the look of concern on your face when I said decidedly that the Dexter revival was going to suck.
Nothing could be worse than that last season.
You say that now, but just wait.
Well, we'll get to it.
You wait.
We will get to it.
I admire your optimism, Derek.
I think there's something nice to say, something to be said for taking a nice, healthy step back from something and then coming back at it again.
Well, I mean,
It'll probably be better than how it ended.
I think they've got a shot at redemption, for sure.
There's an opportunity. I don't know if they'll seize it.
I'm going to withhold my opinion on all of this until we get to the actual discussion, but yeah.
Okay.
I have a pretty strong opinion on that show.
I'm sure you do.
Oh yeah, I have strong opinions in spades.
I just finished season 2 last night. Yeah. Again. Because I never went back and finished the series, so I decided I'd go back.
This is good work.
So you tried
good work.
You like it,
isn't it? It's really yummy.
It's really good. It's delicious. I would drink much more of this.
As I told him on the last show, I was literally just having one to humor him to be like, oh yeah, I'll have one of your beers, and I wound up having several because it's not just something that you drink to be respectful to your friend. It's actually pretty good.
In fact, I'm going to text my wife and have her come in here and take a taster.
Yeah, have her. She can give her voice of opinion on it.
Dude, you can't broadcast that kind of stuff on YouTube, Derek. That's going to get us shut down.
But we usually do it on my OnlyFans.
Oh, there you go.
She only drinks on your OnlyFans?
The dick.
Hi, Amy.
Yeah, it's really good. It's enjoyable. Yeah.
Glad you like it.
Yeah, it's tasty stuff.
The stout I made, I'm not super duper into dark beers, but this one's a darker beer. The one that I just made this weekend.
Yeah.
That I'll bottle in about 2 weeks and be able to drink in about a month.
That one I'm a little more gun shy about. I'm not usually a big fan of stouts. So
yeah. We'll see. It's one of those ones where I feel like once it's done, it's going to be, I'll move through that one, that case of it slower, or that 2 cases of it slower. It's going to be kind of like special occasion beer.
I'm a bit of a baby back bitch when it comes to darker, heavier beers. So.
But I've got an Irish Red Ale on deck.
Ooh.
And a Helles, which is if I'm pronouncing that right, but it's a pale ale.
Oh, so.
German pale
Very
ale.
Nice.
Should be good.
Let's do this.
Very nice.
Derek, what's new?
What is new?
Personal news, mundane or personal?
Let's see here. personally, if everything's good,
it's been relocated for.
I bought my wife a tattoo gun for her birthday.
Really?
Nice.
She's going to be tattooing at some point. Which
interesting.
Is-
oh, wow. You know who makes tattoo machines is Howie. Remember Howie from Free Beer?
I do, yeah.
He's actually sending me a. He's sending me a tap handle that he printed on a
3D
printer.
3D printer.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
So yeah, I got her a tattoo gun.
It's pretty cool.
So that'll be fun.
But he also machines those tattoo machines.
Are you going to offer up very discreet parts of your body for her to practice on, or how does that work? I've always wondered.
I told her
like,
basically
how did tattoo artists.
I told her basically prep. If she because she's got to practice, so she's
yeah.
She's an amateur, so I just told her, you know, she can do whatever she wants on my back because I don't see my back.
Oh,
there you go.
Say, to quote Jack Black, your butt cheeks is warm.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, and then as she gets better, she can do my arms and stuff. But that's not something it's not like I pop the shirt off to go to the beach. So,
yeah.
No one will ever see any of it.
There you go.
Watch, the first thing she puts on you is that Ben Affleck tattoo.
Yeah.
Just Ben Affleck's face?
No, the big, like, what is that, like a phoenix
Didn't
or something?
Get, like a big like, dragon or phoenix or
it's
whatever.
It's like
yeah.
all over his whole back.
Yeah,
it's
a big-ass gaudy tattoo.
Just don't get Brock Lesnar.
I was hoping she can cover up my Hatchet Man tattoo with something less offensive like a swastika. but no, so that'll be fun. And
Ben
then
Affleck
really
has a bigger back tattoo than I do.
Yeah, that's like a dragon tattoo. Yeah,
I think it's a phoenix. Yeah,
is that what it is? Yeah, it looks straight off like a Chinese takeout wall.
I would like to think that if I had the kind of money that Ben Affleck had, I would not get such a piss poor tattoo. Like, you've got all the money to throw at the best tattoo artist in the world, and you go with that?
Mine at least looks like it's from a mid-range Chinese restaurant wall. His looks like it's from a bad...
Yeah, probably not.
Please get us lost.
otherwise, the only other stuff that's really going on is that right now... sports have been actually popping off, so we've had a lot of content on the other shows.
Yeah,
which has been great. Thank God.
How Idaho saw recently went back to their whatever stage 3 or phase 3 or whatever the hell they call it. Does that have any kind of effect on your work life?
My work is still in stage 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So no, no. It's just been the same thing for the last like 8 weeks. I'm honestly pretty used to it. I mean, it's fine now at this point. It's weird, but we're just along for the ride,
trucking along
in this crazy world. But yeah, I mean, I have also been watching a lot of movies lately. I was excited to do this show because I don't have that outlet really. To talk about all the great movies or shows I've been watching. And that's really all I've been doing.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah. So I watched, I don't know, did you guys watch Lovecraft Country?
I have not watched that yet.
I want to, but it's not on a streaming service that I have.
I watched the first episode when they made it free on YouTube, but I haven't watched any more because I've really consistently heard... from people whose opinions I respect that it is wildly inconsistent in terms of quality.
Like episode to episode?
Or that's
like scene to scene?
Yeah.
No, like episode to episode.
Yeah, you know what? That's actually pretty fair. It's almost like it's almost like an anthology with the same characters. Like each episode is like, what are we doing on this?
That was one of the things that I heard, that it really covers, like one episode will be almost like a ghost story and one episode is like alien stuff. And they really try to hit a lot of different boxes in terms of what genre they're going for. And it winds up just making it feel really disjointed.
It is, but it was still good though. I mean, it wasn't like award-winning material by any means. If it wins an award, I'd be really surprised.
That's the thing about HBO, though, is their content, even their worst content, is still, you know, typically better than a lot of what you see.
Yeah, that's true. I would say their worst content right now is Raised by Wolves, and it was still pretty good.
That looked weird as fuck.
Is that leading up to Prometheus? Is it,
no.
Is that what that's doing? Somebody, I read something the other day that's, because that's a Ridley Scott
thing. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
What I was reading, somebody said they're trying to build that into the whole Alien.
No, I mean, it goes so off the rails. I mean, it feels like that. I'd say like the first half of this show, the first like, you know, half of the season is like, oh, this is, feels like there could be some Prometheus or aliens in this. But by the end of it, you're like, no, there's nothing. There's nothing here of substance.
For the network, for HBO Max, I think what's cool about it is they actually have a wider variety of content now. Like it doesn't just feel like HBO did before.
Yeah.
Like you've got stuff on there that's like kind of made for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're definitely like head and shoulders above Disney Plus right now in terms of the content that they're dropping. Like
for the moment, I think Disney Plus needs
comes out in a couple days
to bear down and put their
again.
When done.
Yeah.
Their original content is not anything to write home about.
Yeah. I think they need to put their eggs in that basket with the way the theaters are going right now.
It kind of looks like that's what they're doing. I've read a few things in regards to some of the restructuring that Disney's doing. Yeah. Well, that Disney's doing in terms of like upping.
It looks like they should have waited.
Budget towards
a year.
Creating more content for it specifically, which they, right. I mean, talk about being. What's the phrase, closing the barn door after the horse gets out? Like this is something they should have had planned long in advance.
Well, and especially since they announced that Disney Plus was coming well in advance of it coming. So it's like they, you know, they planned.
She-Hulk should have been
an opening.
Ms. Well, Marvel should have been done.
I remember.
WandaVision should have been done.
The very first thing that I watched on Disney Plus, because I got the free year of it through my Verizon subscription, which is about to expire, and I'm honestly on the fence about renewing my subscription, at least temporarily, just because of the lack of content that's on there. But the very first thing that I watched on Disney Plus was some, like, 3 to 5 minute video that they made promoing all of those Marvel shows that were coming.
Yeah.
Hi, Mara.
And that was a fucking year ago.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can't.
Well, it's
do
like
that.
They sat down in like a boardroom before releasing Disney Plus, and they're like, someone was like, hey, do you think we should like add some more content to this library?
Nah.
And then
it's like, shut up, Roger.
Right. We'll get to it. Fuck off.
We've got Mandalorian. We don't need anything else. And I'll tell you, Pedro Pascal, he's not going to mind wearing that mask all the time. He won't have a problem at all.
I don't know why they bothered getting him. It's not like he...
If they're going to stick the mask on him and that's the fucking thing they want to do, like they want to keep that on him, then why... Yeah, exactly. Why even bother getting a name?
They could put anybody under there.
Just put anybody in there. And
I would also make the argument they could have put anyone... Without the mask, too. I mean, unless you really watch like Game of Thrones, do you actually know who the hell that dude is? Because I had no idea.
Right.
Nobody did.
Well, I mean, like when they take off his mask, like it wasn't like a reveal for me. I was like, who?
Right. The last time I saw him, he was getting his eyes thumbed out.
Right.
It would have been more interesting for me if it would have been like, you know, the guy that played Boba Fett. You know, the old dude playing Boba Fett. I would have been like, or Jango Fett. I would have been like,
oh,
whoa,
shit.
What?
He's a clone.
Holy shit. Yeah.
The whole time he was just a clone.
It's kind of like, do you guys remember on, was it DC, or DC, Justice League Unlimited, when Lex Luthor and the Flash switch bodies, and Lex Luthor's like, time to find out who this guy really is, and he's like, as the Flash, and he takes off his mask in the mirror in the bathroom, he's like, who's this?
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
That's an astute observation right there.
He's a police detective somewhere.
Who the fuck is this?
It's not even a, oh, it's him. It's a, who the fuck is that guy?
Right. So, you know, what's funny is I kept my subscription to Disney only for The Mandalorian. And this time around, I will cancel once The Mandalorian is over until the season 3. I'm not going to, like, keep it. I haven't watched anything on there since The Mandalorian.
The only reason I keep it is for my kids.
That's what I was just going to say. Same. My Annabelle especially. Matthew doesn't use it that much, but he does. But Annabelle, it's... She doesn't give a shit about Netflix. There's a little bit on Hulu right. that she watches, but man, she's got Disney Plus locked down.
Plus, I have it bundled with Hulu now, and it's a pain in the ass to unbundle that shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's like $5 a month.
Yeah.
I don't really use Hulu anymore either, though.
I was actually having a conversation with somebody the other day about that of, I don't even remember the last time I booted my Hulu up.
There's a few shows. I'm watching it. I haven't got through it yet, but with Hulu getting that deal with FX, we get you get Fargo as it's airing.
Yeah.
So that's great.
I watched, and actually that's not true. I do remember the last time that I used Hulu because I watched that Books of Blood.
Was that any good?
Oh, yeah, you said that.
It was
all
right. It was not great.
Hulu's one of those streaming services where like I'll find good stuff on it, but then I don't think to be like, yeah, I saw it on Hulu. Like every other thing I see, I'm like, it's on Amazon Prime, it's on Netflix, it's on this. But everything, like other things, other than like Fargo, I can't think of other shows that I see on there that I'm think that I can be like, yeah, that's a Hulu show.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime is the single best deal in streaming. I've said it before, and I stand by it because
I agree.
Get free shipping, and that alone,
all that content.
For
it. Yeah.
You've got The Boys, you've got Man in the High Castle, which is amazing. You've got. Utopia, which is interesting.
Yeah,
at least.
Marvelous Miss Maisel.
There's a ton of other amazing shows. Bosch, Sneaky Pete, which was a CBS show originally.
It's the name of my penis.
I've got a really big axe to grind with Prime, though, because for one, I think we can all agree that it has the worst user interface of any streaming service.
Well, since Hulu fixed theirs, Hulu's was shit forever.
Hulu's is still not great.
It's not great.
It's leaps and bounds above Prime's, but. The example I'll give is my mom and I were looking through their horror movies because, as I'll get to later, I've really been knocking it out of the park on horror movies for this October. They need to set something up so that it filters your search results of what you can watch on Prime without a subscription and what you have to either, you know, get a subscription through Showtime.
They used to have the Prime video button. You
just
can
click
go
free
into
to me
Prime.
At the top.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it wipes everything else
okay,
out.
Good to know. Because mom
that
and
shit
I,
is annoying,
mom,
though.
No, dude, mom and I, like, I shit you not, I think the first six or seven movies that we tried to watch were all either you had to pay to rent it or you had to get a subscription through somebody to watch it.
Oh,
like, it was
yeah.
really fucking irritating.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, that's a great show. We should watch that. Oh, we can't. Oh, that's... Oh, shit.
Yeah, I found it on the TV today.
I'll have to look at that, because that's my biggest gripe about Prime is I'll get my hopes up of, like, what was it that I wanted to watch the other day that was... You needed a subscription to... I'll have to see if I can find that on the user interface through
and then
the Roku and through my Xbox and stuff. But
on the
I like Prime the most because you can watch previews like for everything too.
That's
same. Yeah,
movies most everything without having to go into like YouTube or something.
Yeah, no, that's a really great feature.
Because like there's like we subscribe to Shudder and you can't watch previews on it. Oh my god, it's like how am I gonna commit to this? Am I going to commit to this show? You know, to this movie? Let me watch a preview.
How is Shudder? Because that's one I've been thinking about. There's a lot of shit.
If you
on
like B movie trash, it's fun. Have a great time. If you like B horror movie trash, get it because it's a great deal.
Then I'll enjoy it.
Also,
that was,
say that is my.
I had to sail the high seas to get the Reanimator movies when I was watching those because I watched the trilogy of that and. They were all one of those. Yeah, you can watch it on Prime if you have a Shudder subscription.
Oh, so Prime. I was gonna say, as an add to that, Prime is also the best service for add-ons. The add-ons work the best.
Okay.
Except for Shudder does not have previews, so fucking good luck. But it is. I mean, the shows have been fun. I mean, it's just be horror movie trash. But
oh yeah.
I love.
It's
a good
shit,
deal.
Though. Like those are some of my favorite movies. I live for that shit.
And I'm still using YouTube TV also.
Really?
Yep. I am.
Are they affected by the... I saw that Hulu had a big to-do about the Sinclair Broadcast Group and whatnot. Is that... Does YouTube TV, is that affected by it too?
Not so far. I mean...
Oh, okay.
What I like about it is I have several people that I share it with, because you can have up to 5 family members on there.
Oh, nice. That's my favorite thing about Disney Plus, is you can have like a fuck ton of people all watching at the same time.
Yeah. And for the for like our sports program, we all need to be able to watch some of those games.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it made sense to just do that. Plus, so I want the live. That's what it is. I want the live TV.
Mm. Yeah.
So so it works really well for that. It's a little spendy, but you get a couple people paying on there. Eh.
We went the cord cutter route and got rid of DirecTV because I couldn't believe how much money they were charging for it. So through getting an antenna, we get the CBS and Fox and NBC and all that stuff. So the only game we were actually missing was Monday Night Football because it's on ESPN. And so, of course, you need an unused email address and an unused debit card to sign up for the 7-day trial. So I exploited the shit out of it and got like the first 3 weeks of Monday Night Football for free, because I would just sign up, watch the game, cancel. Next week I'd create an email
account. Can you get ESPN by bundling with Hulu?
You can, but I fucking hate ESPN passionately. Oh. It is garbage.
ESPN also, that ESPN app, ESPN Plus does not come with Monday Night Football. I can...
No shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It see, and that's it the only work. Thing... that's the only thing I'd want it for.
Yeah.
Let
me rephrase that. If you have a cable subscription or some type of subscription, you can watch stuff through ESPN on the ESPN Plus app, which is lame, but they did recently, I think in the last year... They made it to where they counted YouTube TV as one of your subscription services, which is pretty nice. So yeah, that's you don't have to have, yeah. So you can watch stuff through ESPN Plus if you have a YouTube TV subscription. And I was like, thank you for recognizing that I don't have DirecTV and I'm not ever getting it.
That's cool.
Thank you for that, ESPN Plus. Plus, I like the 30 for 30s.
Those are great. Hey, Ron. Those are really great. Yes, sir.
Tell us about your candy bar.
I've got it right here.
You brought it? You didn't even eat it?
I haven't eaten it yet. I figured why eat it and review it if I could just do it live. Yeah, man.
Hashtag reaction video.
Bill O'Reilly. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Show that to the show that guy to the camera.
Yeah, here. Let me get this close. So, my lady friend.
King size Fruity Pebble candy bar.
My lady friend brought this home for me. And I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even know that was a thing. And I love Fruity Pebbles. I don't know if it's, like, white chocolate that's with it, but like I said, I figured why eat it and then review it when I can just do it live so you can all watch me grimace when it tastes like shit.
Oh, the grimace.
It probably won't go great with beer, but whatever.
Eduardo, you got a thumbs up from the missus.
Awesome.
Dude.
She enjoyed it. She really liked the beer.
If you like Fruity Pebbles, you will love this shit.
Bree said that that's a beer that she would purchase.
Nice.
Same.
Thank you.
So well done.
No. Ward, do you want to get down on this?
Yeah.
Do you like Fruity Pebbles?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Then you'll love it.
So is that a candy bar or is it like a Rice Krispie treat?
It looks like white chocolate.
Here, I'll pull it out so you can actually... that's what he
said. Like a Crunch you're gonna pull bar it out right except
here.
I'm
just going to pull it out right on YouTube here.
Okay. One time my mom... That's not what I was picturing. So one time my mom made like these Fruity Pebble like Rice Krispie treats. They're fucking disgusting. It was so sweet. my mom made them and then I brought them to
add
like
more sugar to it.
Right.
Oh, they were so gross. So I took them to like a Christmas gathering with like some other family members, and my like little cousins all like ate the hell out of them. Like they loved them. So that's what I thought it was. Like I thought it was a Fruity Pebbles,
like a Rice Krispie treat,
like a Rice Krispie treat.
No, it's like a white chocolate bar with Fruity Pebbles in it, and
that
sounds
pretty good.
If you like Fruity Pebbles, you'll like it. kind of tastes like it might put me into a diabetic coma.
Yeah,
I don't think I could eat a whole one.
Yeah, I don't think I could eat the whole thing in one sitting, but yeah, this is actually yummy. Good job, Tori. This is fucking tasty. I approve. It does not pair well with beer, but it's yummy.
So that was it.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Your candy bar.
I like it.
It's not bad.
I'd say like a solid 7 or 8 out of 10. Definitely would recommend. That's good. And I'm not a huge Fruity Pebbles fan, frankly. Like, I like it, but I don't love it. It's definitely not even a top 5 cereal for me.
I had a
4-year-old me, though. Fuck.
Yeah. Man. When I was
36 years ago, how's it crush that shit?
For my 20th birthday, my I lived with my manager at I was like a roommate. Mm-hmm. And he knew that I loved Fruity Pebbles. And like, so he and his girlfriend bought me like 20 boxes of Fruity Pebbles for my birthday one year. It took a long time to get through, but probably not long enough. Like, it should have. I should probably still be working on them.
That's a fantastic description.
To answer your question, Matthew, possibly, but it kind of depends on when we wrap up. We might go over tonight. I'm not sure. You don't have school tomorrow, so that definitely helps. But I don't know. We'll see.
Not really.
Not really the time to ask. I've got to be up early tomorrow because I've got a bunch more stuff to do in terms of.
Is this your child speaking?
Yeah.
It's an interesting show. It's
really right.
Changed. It's really changed a lot.
It's a different dynamic.
We're leaning hard into the young child.
Yeah, we're going for the young demo.
That's very good. Good. Good stuff.
So how'd you get retweeted?
Yeah, no, I did. This is, I love this. I think this is so great.
I got retweeted by Daniel LaRusso's wife on Cobra Kai.
Oh, none other than Courtney Hengler. We want to get her on the show at some point. We're going to work on that. We're going to see if she'll guest on our show. Yeah.
To me, she is the breakout star of that show. I think
she's really good.
Yeah. Once they take the chains off her on episode 4, she's fantastic. Yeah. Before that, it seems like they'd muzzled her. But after that...
Maybe not necessarily muzzled. It was probably more along the lines of underutilized. Like, just basically, like, we got to flesh out Daniel and...
Well, I think they'd initially made the first 3 episodes as like
a pilot,
like
pitch.
The pilot,
yeah,
and almost like
what network are we going to shop this around to? If we get on like NBC or CBS, we can't have swears,
right. Yeah,
and then episode 4, it was like, well, he painted a dick on a
right
on a billboard. And she makes like 11 dick jokes in that.
I know.
In episode 4.
See, I can't believe Netflix initially passed on that show.
I know.
Considering some of the things that they greenlight, I'm really surprised.
I'm really surprised. And like, look how proud they are of it now.
But by it not being picked up by Netflix,
it got a second life, basically.
Initially.
Yeah.
Not only does it get a second life, but we also avoid the fact that Netflix creates shows so that they can cancel them 3 seasons in.
Yeah, that's true.
And now we're going to get at least four.
Yeah, we'll at least get 4. Which, I have a real hard fucking problem with. Glow getting canceled was absolute bullshit. That was one of the best shows that Netflix has come out with.
They're doing one more.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
What?
Yeah. No.
COVID.
Oh, they pulled the plug on it?
They pulled the plug on it. So, the end of season 3, which is a full-blown cliffhanger, that's the end of the show.
I'm all right with it because I fucking hate Marc Maron. Fuck him. He doesn't deserve work.
I'm not a
huge... I liked his character.
I liked his character. I'm not a huge Marc Maron fan, but I fucking love Betty Gilpin. She is amazing.
She's awesome in The Hunt.
She is so great in The Hunt, and she is so great in that show.
Both the female leads are fantastic.
Yeah,
in that
dude.
Show.
Allison Brie, Community. Yeah. We try not to sexualize Annie. Like, she's fucking great. I love her.
Yeah. No, it was
especially in the second paintball episode in Community.
Yeah.
So they hadn't even filmed any of 4. Then.
No. Nope. And they're just it's done.
No.
Do you want to bet they go back and revisit that decision at a later date?
They might, I
would think they probably... I can see them doing a Netflix-like movie.
They might.
To finish it out.
But yeah. There's just so many of their shows that... like, I can understand them not continuing Mindhunter because of the cost of it. From what I read in terms of it being canceled, I guess it was a really expensive show to make. But again, it was head and shoulders above anything else that they make. Mindhunter is a great show.
It's True Detective level good. It's good.
I loved it personally.
I mean, I enjoyed it,
I didn't think season two was as good as season one, but I thought season one was tight as fuck.
I thought it was incredibly boring. But
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
it. I didn't think the season, lead was very compelling, and I just didn't care.
Yeah, fair.
You know what? Well,
half of the lead team is like a professional sidekick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
He's always been a sidekick.
Yeah.
And the other dude was a no-name, right?
Yeah. I don't know how much of a no-name he was.
No, he remember really played King George in Hamilton on Broadway.
He's a no-name.
So he's, yeah,
so basically no-name.
Yeah.
So he's still a no-name.
The only thing that I didn't care for in season one was the love interest angle. I thought wasn't exactly what I would call compelling.
Yeah.
It kind of rounded the lead out a little bit more of... being a little bit more of a whole character. But dude, the stuff of him going and interviewing what was that serial killer's name?
Yeah,
the big
the highlight of the show for sure.
Oh, hands down, that guy was fantastic.
I did like the interviews.
He's also in Umbrella Academy, which is cool.
Matthew watches that and has been trying to sell me on it, but I haven't started it yet.
I just don't care.
It's good. I didn't start it till
that. I just don't
season
care.
Two was already done.
Okay,
but I enjoyed it. It's good enough.
I loved it.
Matthew's been selling it pretty hard to me.
We talked about this the other day, but Mr. Mercedes.
Yeah, man.
We're in the second season.
Still only seen season one, but season one was great.
Season one is great. I'm kind of on the fence with the start of season two. Brendan Gleeson's in Mr. Mercedes, and then there's like he's got a good supporting cast of people, and I can't remember the guy that plays the young guy, but he reminds me of Bill Skarsgård a little bit.
Yeah,
plays the Mr. Mercedes, but it's basically a serial killer story, and Brendan Gleeson's hunting this guy, trying to hunt this guy for the duration of the season. The second season, it's based on a Stephen King novel.
I was going to say I never did read
so
the books.
The first season, you don't even like it. You're like, this isn't Stephen King. Like, it doesn't have, like, all the Stephen King signatures on it. It's got some, but it's pretty ground. Like, it feels pretty grounded in reality. Second season's kind of tiptoeing off that, off the other direction a little bit. But I don't mind it yet. I'm okay with it so far.
No, season one was great.
I
love
it. But I'm interested to see where they go with it. But Brendan Gleeson's amazing in it.
It's a solid show.
It's on Peacock Network. It was, it was an audience show.
Is that one of the free shows you can watch?
It was...
I don't know.
I suppose I could look.
It was like the Paramount Network or something.
It's kind of like... Yeah, it was like Paramount, but it was... But Peacock bought it.
Oh.
Because that was...
They had already done like three seasons of it, so there's two on Peacock right now.
When season one was airing, I still had DirecTV, and...
It is on the free version. Sorry.
It's not.
Shit.
Damn it.
Shoot. But I'd heard nothing but like really overwhelmingly positive reviews for it. And they were, of course, one of the things that I do like about DirecTV is their DVR stuff allows you to go back and just add stuff. You just basically download it onto your DVR.
Oh, yeah.
And so season one was almost done when I started watching it, and I binged most of it in just a couple sittings. But
we watched really it over the weekend. It was pretty great.
Speaking of streaming services, the free version of Peacock has been pretty decent. I was resistant towards downloading it all, but the Dan Patrick Show and Rich Eisen both moved to Peacock.
Both of them?
And both of them.
Really?
Well, you can still watch Rich Eisen on hours 2 and 3 on NBC, like NBC Sports Network. But they're both, you can watch all of it on Peacock, which is pretty nice.
Season one is free.
The free version, which is great.
Season one is free?
Season one of Mr. Mercedes is free. On
nice.
Is it season one?
There you go.
Yeah, okay. But season two is not.
Nice. I wonder if I have to pay for the commercial free version.
Shit. Derek.
Yeah.
Dodgers win.
No shit. They
no shit.
It. LA wins the World Series.
Game six.
It's
yeah.
over.
A local Yay. Man is accused of posing.
Oh, it's all over.
That, yeah. Yep. That's two titles for LA this year.
Yeah.
But there That's definitely crazy. Won't be an NFL title in their future. Justin Herbert.
The Rams are getting better.
Justin Herbert can ball, man. But yeah.
Oh, he's absolutely going to be an amazing quarterback on another team. Wow, they did it. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Game
didn't they come back from Atlanta and win like three? Weren't they down 3-1?
So that game this last Saturday on the 24th was really good. Sundays was a little boring. That's cool. Yeah, good for them.
Good for them.
Clayton Kershaw finally gets a championship.
Finally got the monkey off his back.
Yeah, now I would retire. I'm not kidding. I'd be like, well, there's time to hit the old dusty trail.
There's a lot to be said for going out on top, man.
Nope. He won't.
No, he makes way too much money to do that.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. I would handily take that much money to lose.
You want me to do what now?
You mean you're going to pay me that much to not go win a World Series?
Right.
Like, all right. And then at the end, I do get a World Series? Like, all right.
Yeah, man.
What is that? I remember listening to a show a few years ago, and it was probably Dan Patrick. They're talking about just like, like when Brett Favre was getting ready to retire. And it's like, I wouldn't retire either. Like, what does he keep retiring and then not retiring? It's because money. Like, I would play and then like start, and then as soon as I couldn't start, I'd be a backup quarterback because I'm still getting like $1 million a game.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is like where
millions of dollars.
Where else are you gonna go? Where you're gonna? I mean, there's such a disparity between the money that those guys make and just about any other line of work. Absolutely. Why would you not?
Yeah.
What was that thing that you had up just a second ago, Ward, about the guy impersonating a law enforcement?
Did you not see that?
No, I didn't. I must have missed this. I didn't read this article.
Oh, I'll just play the. I'll do us all a favor and save us the hassle of having to read anything, and I'll.
You did.
Play the Department of Homeland Security.
This fucking guy
is accused of posing as a Department of Homeland Security agent and participating in a real raid.
That's right. CBS 2 Orange County reporter Michelle Geely tells us he had people fooled for years.
This dude is on point.
He commonly walked into the office wearing full tactical gear, bulletproof vest. They had the HSI badging on it.
For at least a decade, Donovan Nguyen presented himself as a federal agent with Homeland Security Investigations, officials say. This is how he dressed, with a gun strapped to his thigh. In fact, the authorities claim that the 34-year-old was so convincing, he showed up last year during a federal raid at the Laguna Woods retirement community where he was employed and joined in.
And he convinced them that he was a legitimate HSI agent, and he convinced them to allow him to participate in the execution of the warrant.
Attaboy,
and
according
LT. To some of the agents who were there,
if that that's day, the actual he, badge, like the stuff, one wow,
in the stack, the team to go through those the door.
Nguyen was arrested by the feds Monday here at work.
Look at this fucking
this
loser!
In
take that shit off your
for
face.
For the past 5 years, I've learned that Donovan Nguyen worked a desk job as a scheduler for the security guards here at the Laguna Woods retirement community. There was a plaque hanging on the wall in his office with the Department of Homeland Security seal and the words "Captain Nguyen."
Good for him.
No answer at Donovan Nguyen's home in Orange today. Neighbors say law enforcement was
here. They still
yesterday.
Play the clip of her knocking
Nguyen's
on the door.
Nguyen's
gray
truck was in the driveway. It's the one officials say he rigged with red and blue lights to pull people over.
Dude.
If convicted, Nguyen could spend several years in prison for allegedly impersonating a federal agent.
It shows that when somebody acts confidently and has a little bit of the knowledge, sometimes how much they can get away with.
Nguyen's now former employer said today that it reached out to officials as soon as a crime was suspected. In Laguna Woods, Michelle Geely, CBS 2 News.
Life goals, man. That's fucking amazing.
Act like you belong.
Yeah, dude, act like you belong. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude was on point.
It is one thing for him to have done that for a little while, but for that amount of time, that's really admirable. Like, I mean, it's not, because it's really fucked up and wrong.
Long time to run a gambit.
That is the longest. That is the longest of long cons right there, man. Like,
is it?
But do you think at that point he believed that he was who he was? Like, you go that long, it's like almost, you almost get Stockholm syndrome to the idea of being the person you're impersonating.
Yeah. That's really impressive.
Yeah, but aren't the people who are in the government just really pretending that they have authority?
Well,
and other people agree, but like we just... They only have authority because we all agree that they have authority.
Yeah, you're not the boss of me. You don't get to be the boss of me. Well, yeah.
You're not my supervisor.
Piggybacking off of that, how many fucking convictions are going to be overturned because of this guy's involvement?
Fuck him.
Oh.
You got 10
that's
years,
a good point.
10 years worth of him being involved in arrests and that kind of stuff that any fucking defense lawyer worth their salt, dude, you got.
Like, you had a guy that wasn't a real guy there?
So here we'd like to display the incompetence of the officers who made the arrest by the fact that they had this fucking non-cop.
Man, your entire agency goes into question.
Yeah, dude.
What if he's signing off on stuff?
Yeah.
What about every other agency everywhere? You could question the legitimacy of every arrest that the Department of Homeland Security has had.
How do I know these are real guys? Right.
That's amazing.
Pretty good.
Huh. Speaking of cops.
You could probably start a legal practice based entirely around calling the Department of Homeland Security into question.
It'd be like those commercials of, did you use such and such medication during such and such years, and now you have rectal bleeding?
Are you in fucking prison?
You may be entitled to compensation. Yeah. Were you arrested during the years of such and such?
Are you in federal pound-me-in-the-ass prison?
Yeah, man, that's... Wow.
Were you put there by the Department of Homeland Security?
Seriously, though, that could really fuck some shit up in terms of people being able to get off of their charges because of that kind of shit. Talk about displaying a gross level of incompetence.
Hi, I'm at the Clarkston Walmart right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of cops. Okay, so
incompetent.
This thing's up to fucking almost 300,000 views now. It had over 70,000 views in the first 6 hours that it was up.
Yeah, since what, yesterday?
It was either yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, I think
you really shared
it yesterday.
I'm really glad that this thing is getting some light
the traction
on it
that
because
it needs,
I was not aware of. I hadn't seen any of the body cam footage. My favorite part of the whole video is when they're talking to the lady and she mentions how
thought it was a prowl. Looks like a prowl.
Well, yeah, it looks like a prowl, but she literally says he had keys in his hand, but I didn't see him use the keys on any of the door. Like,
bitch, do you know how the fucking fob works?
Jody.
She's driving a relatively new Chevy Silverado. Yeah. Hello, fucking key fobs. You have one yourself.
And they've been a thing for like 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but black people don't have those.
Well, I was talking to my parents about it, and I just made the point of forget whether or not she would have called the cops if it had been a white guy doing it. Do you even think she would have noticed him doing it?
Right.
If it was a white guy, because I vote no.
I don't think so either.
I don't think she would have even given
it. I don't know her personally, but
I don't think she would have even given it a second glance.
I think you're going to have to fill in the viewers on what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We should probably run it down real quick. We're not going to watch the whole 18 minutes.
No.
Let's just watch we can watch the body cam footage.
Is it Mark
Domino?
Right,
that's kind of where I'm at.
Is that his name? I can't remember now.
His last name is Domino.
Yeah, his last name is Domino.
Yeah, in Clarkston last year, was it last year that this happened? So this lady calls in, suspicious looking guy getting into a car.
Guess what color?
And then he like, yeah, and he happens to be a black man.
And where's this at?
Clarkston
Walmart.
Clarkston Walmart.
Oh, because I remember this happening.
Yes. So she calls it in, anonymous. Well, not anonymous. She gave her name, and she's like loud and proud in the video.
Yeah.
But
she even name drops her son, who's
that was hilarious.
A member of law enforcement, which I think is really tacky.
She's a former member of law enforcement. She was a corrections officer in Lewiston for the sheriff's office. And then she was
the name sounds familiar, but I don't know her personally.
She was a bailiff at the at the courthouse.
Jody Brunell?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, she calls it in. This officer shows up and begins to question him. We've never seen the body cam footage. We've only just kind of heard about the story of it. So... here.
YouGov for sponsoring this episode.
Thanks,
on June 24th, 2019, 52-year-old Mark Domino drove his motorcycle to work and parked on the backside of the parking lot. Mr. Domino and his wife both worked at the same retail store in Clarkston, Washington, and his wife drove their car to work and parked on the opposite end of the lot. After Mr. Domino's shift, he went to his car before crossing the parking lot to ride his motorcycle home. As Mr. Domino was looking through his vehicle, a citizen parked nearby, Jody Brunell, noticed him, believed his actions to be suspicious, and called 911.
This is Mallory.
Hi, I'm at the Clarkston Walmart right now, and I just saw a gentleman stop and get in three different doors of a car, looking around, and I kind of watched him to see if it was his, and now he's walking clear away.
Okay.
I couldn't see if he took anything.
Okay.
Officer Chris Lors from the Clarkston Police Department arrived shortly after the call and confronted Mr. Domino.
And he should not be a cop anymore.
No.
Officer Lors, Clarkston Police Department. Let me put your phone down for a second. What do you got in your pocket there? Is that just something hanging off your backpack?
Of your
what is
mother.
That, a hanger?
Well, first he's like I love how he's like, what is that, a hanger? He's just like scoping the guy to put your phone down. Don't tell me what to do. You didn't even like...
Like, his hands are occupied. Let him have his phone.
All I can say is he's
really... The guy annoys... Like, he's really confrontational and bossy right out the gate.
He's immediately confrontational, and that dude is really lucky he had his phone in his hand at the time, because if he had pulled
his phone out... If he had reached in for it...
He'd have gotten fucking shot.
Yeah.
Straight up. He'd have gotten fucking shot.
Okay, here we go.
What are you doing with that? Is this your bike? It's your bike?
You got- I like how he helps him get the hanger off and just tosses it on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
ID on you?
Why do you need my ID?
Because somebody saw you looking at cars, so I'm here just checking to see what's going on. You got ID on you?
Yeah, I do, but...
This is at a car dealership, by the way.
No.
No.
Someone saw you out here looking at cars.
No, you can't afford
price
one.
Price tags, looking in the interior of them, asking the attendant for a key to start it and hear the engine and look inside the engine. This is a Rogers Motors. Like, what the fuck?
Okay, I'm figuring that out right now. I'll take a look at your ID, though.
You don't need my ID unless I did something.
Okay.
Unless you're taking me in for something like
that. Turn around,
done.
Put your hands behind your back
for
right
what?
Now.
For
now.
What? For what?
Look at this
turn
escalation.
Turn around, put your hands behind your back.
Immediate.
Now.
For
right?
What?
Before we get started,
108, pick it up.
Please review the
You're going to obey me, or you're going
to
go on the ground.
Why am I going to obey you?
Because I'm giving you a lawful order.
For what?
Turn around and put
did
your hands behind your back.
Did I do anything?
Yes. Turn around and put your hands behind your back.
What did I do?
Do you want to get tased?
Excuse me?
Turn around and put your
hands behind.
Yeah.
Do you know I work here?
Turn around and put your hands behind.
This is like a conversation. Like, this is how I, like, a fight would go with my kids when I'm not prepared.
I know.
Of course, it's. Do you want to get spanked?
And they don't even go into the,
do you
the
spank
fact
him?
That he gets tased and pepper sprayed.
They didn't even show that footage.
No.
No, I found it odd that they don't show that footage, but...
Yeah.
And you're back.
Do you know I work here? This is my bike.
Okay.
So what did I do for you to approach me and then tell me that put my hand behind my back?
Sir.
What are you arresting me for?
I'm not arresting you. Right now, you're not cooperating with
for
me.
For what?
And you're getting agitated.
You asked me for my ID.
Right.
I don't have to give you my ID.
Okay.
Unless I've done something. What have I done?
Turn around and put your hands behind your back.
For what? Are you arresting me? And for what purpose?
I'm detaining you.
Detain me for what? Why are you detaining me?
You're not even listening.
What did I do for you to detain me?
You're not telling him.
Turn around, put your hands behind your back.
Was there a report that I stole something?
Yes.
There was a report that I stole something.
Turn around.
You just said.
Right there.
Stop.
The Supreme Court has long held that officers may acquire reasonable suspicion through an anonymous tip, so long
There's
as
no
the tip
footage.
Provides enough.
No. Okay. Yeah. So here's my question. How the fuck is this guy still a cop? One. And two, think about how many interactions this dude, this asshole, has had with other members of the public that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Great question.
Like, he lies to the suspect.
He lies to his supervisor,
as you see later in the video, when the Assotin County Sheriff's deputy shows up and he's talking to him. He lies to the deputy, which I don't understand. He's aware that he's wearing a body cam, so he's aware that everything that went on was recorded. So why would you lie about what happened when it is very fucking obviously verifiable that what you're saying happened is very obviously not what happened?
Yeah, at a fucking Walmart.
Like, how dumb can a person be?
Yeah,
He's not dumb because he didn't. Nothing happened. He's fine.
The cop's
fine. I mean, everything that he did paid off for him.
Don't understand.
Yeah.
We'll see.
The car that he got into is clear on the other end.
Is that her son?
So you saw one male walking from all the way over there?
Clear over to here.
And that's the male that we talked to.
Yeah, I watched him. Okay. He got into three doors of that car, and then he just walked away and came clear over here. So okay. I thought, well, that's not right.
Okay.
And that's what you get.
But the woman came
over. Can you
and
start looking at that for me?
Yeah.
I wanted to.
19's on scene with the RP.
Hold on.
So what did he say when you?
He wouldn't say anything to me. How many cars did he look at?
He can't tell her that. By the way,
just the one.
Yeah.
He's discussing a police investigation with a goddamn civilian.
Is registered to him, the same as the bike.
Okay. He could have.
Here, Officer Lures suggests that Mr. Domino could have explained his actions, but at no point during the initial encounter did Mr. Domino have enough information to know what actions led to him being contacted
by
the police.
Right, he didn't give him any kind of indication, what am I doing here?
He also said that Mr. Domino was being accused of stealing, which likely confused Mr. Domino.
How would the guy have his argument is he could have told me it was his car. How would he have known that that's what you were talking
to him
about?
You didn't even get there. You were just like,
tell him.
Put your hands behind your back.
Yeah. You walk up to him and say, hey, we got some reports of some suspicious activity of you looking in cars. I need to see your ID and I need you to explain to me what you're doing.
So is this dude like suing or?
Yeah.
Yeah, for like $5 million.
So he's
going to get it.
He said he was going to sue and then he agreed not to. But
then he retracted
that and decided to go forward with the lawsuit
and the trial. But they never dropped. They charged him and they never dropped any of the charges either. They still haven't.
So they told him that they would drop the charges
if he behaved
and didn't get in any kind of
no tasing
criminal trouble for 3 months.
Right, because it was his fault that he got in that position to begin with. Right.
Bullshit. To be fair, he was black in Clarkston.
Here's my thing, and this is, it's one of the reasons why I defend law enforcement as fervently as I do. I always hold to the fact that is it right and is it morally okay? No, it's not. I don't believe that it is. But if you are somebody who is not, if you don't have warrants. And you're not doing anything illegal or anything suspicious or anything like that.
Right.
If a police officer asks to see your ID, you have less than no reason to not give it to them. I mean, really. Is it bullshit? Yeah, I'm not arguing that it's bullshit.
In this case, I think if he would have went for his wallet, that dude would have shot him.
That's very possible. But exercising your rights in terms of that kind of stuff is a little bit of a slippery slope because you don't want to seem combative, but you also need to be assertive in terms of your rights.
That particular police officer was combative from
word one, literally. Yeah.
And condescending.
And
super condescending.
Really.
Very rarely do I go against the officer in question, but that dude is a cunt.
He's an
absolute cunt.
He had no reason.
I've never seen anything like that.
He had no reason to not give him his ID.
But this is how he escalates, like, that quick. Like,
right.
What's the fucking...
And that's not the way they're trained.
That's the thing that gets me, is they're literally trained to... As the guy later in the video.
I haven't been to Washington Post, but I've been to Idaho's Post, And that's not the way they train.
They have extensive de-escalation training. Yeah.
10, 15 years ago, that's not how they did it.
They
Oh shit.
They literally years? as the dude discusses later in the video, they're specifically trained to the fact of going the de-escalation route may take more time and be more complicated, but the ends justify the means in terms of de-escalating the situation.
Right. Where we wouldn't even know about this if he had just fucking taken a different tact.
Like, hey, listen, explain to me what's going on.
You want to explain to me what's going on? Someone called and said that you were looking in a car over there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my car.
You mean my car?
Then it's fucking like he didn't volunteer any information. He was just he automatically decided he was guilty.
Yeah, you need to put your hands straight behind your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is you literally, like you said, from the jump, you don't interact no matter who they are or what they're doing unless you come upon a violent or volatile situation, you don't just walk up to them and immediately say, okay, you're going to put your hands behind your back and get on the fucking ground right now.
Right.
Because I'm a cop and I'm telling you to do it. No, it doesn't
work
that way.
You will obey me.
Yeah. You will obey me. Aggressive.
Dude wasn't obviously high. No. He was obviously not high.
Yeah.
That cop's got a tiny dick.
I do love, though, as you alluded to and mentioned at the beginning, I love that the very first thing that he does...
criticizes Ward. What do you got going on
criticize
here?
Him and put hands on him very discreetly.
Yeah.
He's, oh, what's that on your pocket? I'm going to go ahead and pull that off and throw it
on the
ground.
Show you I have the power.
Yes, exactly. That is a subconscious assertion of power.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, man.
That move right there made me want to fucking punch him.
Yeah.
Like, that had my mind made up before I even got to the put your hands behind your back. Don't touch me.
Did
I ask you to touch me?
You don't touch me.
Won't let me touch you. Anything. You'll shoot me if I try to touch you without provocation.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it is pretty weird that he just had a hanger.
Right. Well, maybe there's a good reason. Maybe there's a work-related reason to hang a hanger there.
But, yeah, I don't understand how, like I said, I don't understand how that guy is still a cop. I think that little microcosm of a display right there is way more than enough evidence to show that that guy has no business being in law enforcement whatsoever. Yeah,
they should have fired him immediately.
I think the way forward for the thin blue line is to quit circling the wagons around these cunts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. Stop it. Just stop it. Be like, this dude is a shitbag. He's consistently a shitbag. We need to stop defending shitbags.
He can be your friend all day long, but he's a shitbag at his job. He's not good at his job.
And he's probably not their friend.
No.
Right.
Like, nobody likes that guy.
Yeah.
Nobody in the office is like, boy, I hope he's on duty when I'm on duty because that's the backup that I want.
Right, right.
I've worked with dudes like that. You don't want that dude in your unit. You don't want him in your... you don't want him on shift with you when you're working in a law enforcement capacity. You don't want him in your unit in the military. You don't want to fucking work with that guy. You don't want to work retail with a guy like that.
The thing about it that bugs me the most, like I said, is one, think about all the interactions I have no idea how long that guy's been a cop, but think about how many other interactions he's had with people where he just grossly asserts his will on them because he's wearing a fucking badge. Seeing stuff like
that, you will respect me, you will obey me.
Yeah, man. Seeing stuff like that,
an officer of
makes
the law.
Me.
I gave you a lawful order. No, you didn't.
Makes me feel stupid for defending cops.
Right.
It
makes me want everything to go away.
Maybe
no government, no laws, no not like I just want
maybe it's
to be left alone.
Maybe it's me overreacting, but like. I take personal offense to that because I'm one of the people, dude, I could not tell you how many arguments and heated discussions I got in when I was working at Canna for Life because of how much I defend law enforcement.
It's not worth it.
One of my former coworkers, and this is the example I go back to, he was driving home from work, driving through Idaho to his home where he lived up around Grangeville, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he decided on his way home while he was driving through a state where weed is not legal that he was going to smoke a joint. And he was trying, he got cited for possession, he got cited, you know, a whole bunch of things. And he was very, very happy to tell us all about this bootlicking piece of shit cop who just wants to get off on exercising his authority, and basically painted the guy's behavior very similarly to the way that this guy reacted. And I just kept telling him, I won't say his name, but I kept telling him, and we borderline got into a shouting match at work where I was like, dude, were you or were you not breaking the fucking law?
Yeah.
Sorry. Do you agree with what he did? Could he have handled it differently? Absolutely. But spoiler alert, you were still breaking the fucking law. So yeah. Stop acting like you're being victimized. Then you have situations like this where shit like this happens. And I'm left with my hands in the air going, yeah, why do I defend these guys again?
Right.
Like, it's bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know. Every time somebody calls somebody a bootlicker, I'm just like, eh,
I, yeah, man.
If you've probably got some issues.
If
that
yeah,
I'm sure
if
deeper.
If you want me to immediately check out of what you're saying,
your opinion is probably uninformed yeah. and shitty.
Which is interesting because on the other end, if I hear anybody say like cuck or snowflake or any of that
cuck
shit,
is
I'm
another
like,
one.
I hate all that.
Yeah, I'm same. Done with you.
Yep.
Cuck is a checkout word.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm like, as nah, is, as I'm is, done with as you. As I don't snowflake. Care. Karen yeah. has kind of gotten there for me as well. I alluded like we to that on the that. Last show. Yeah,
I'm getting there.
I'm right about there. Of like, nope. You know what? Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah it's over. It's overused.
I you know it never gets old though.
I understand the Karen though. Like
I do too. I worked retail, man. I know
see
all about
that
those
woman
bitches
all the time.
You do.
You know it never gets old. The R word.
Retard.
Yeah.
No.
I love retard.
I'm sorry, but I still, Derek shakes his head. I hold to the Michael Scott rule, man. You don't call retarded people retards. You call your friends retards when they're acting retarded. I'm sorry.
I don't know about that.
A cuck is a guy that's basically like beholden to.
He likes to watch his wife make love to another man.
Basically. Yeah.
It's a cuck.
Yeah.
And snowflake is, special person.
Somebody who thinks they're special.
Somebody who thinks they're very special right. and fragile.
It's yeah. somebody who thinks they're unique.
Yeah.
Because every yeah. snowflake is unique.
Yeah. Which What's is funny because is I find it interesting because the right uses that all the time, but that's from Fight Club, which is not written by like a conservative right wing nutcase. So I don't understand.
And if you remember the movie, the argument is literally you are not a beautiful and unique snowflake. Right. It's not, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's literally the argument is that the person thinks that they are.
Yeah.
And right. that, and I that's
so we'll just call them that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think if you start resulting to
usually,
like calling
like,
somebody a name. First thing in the conversation, like I'm gonna check out, like I'm right. done.
And I'm you know, well, I'm half joking about saying retard. Name. I was just more like it's not something I bandy about, but it as a word itself, I think it's over criminalized.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's something you should just throw around, but I mean it's like the John Mulaney bit about midgets versus the N-word. If you're comparing the badness of two words and you can't even say one of the two words, it's pretty fucking obvious which one is the worst right. word.
Yeah. One of the funny things
in the line of work that I'm in, if I were to say that, I would.
Oh yeah, well, you would get in
get quite a
trouble.
Bit of blowback yeah. from that.
Oh, absolutely.
So, that's not a word I throw around very often. But again,
it's also not one I like, tend to throw around. I would say that probably Huds and
right.
Ron don't
I will,
all that much
I will,
well. Maybe
I would say
Huds
like,
is giving me eyes right now. He's
I throw
like,
around
I say
all
it
of the
every
words.
Day, all day. No,
I would definitely
words.
Say that you like the bootlicker thing. Like it, if you just start calling somebody that, it's like you're gonna shut anybody. Like you're never gonna have a healthy conversation with somebody if you just start calling names. Like
yeah,
right. Away.
It's like no, okay, nothing. I'm not getting anywhere with you today.
Nothing no. kills a constructive argument faster than name calling. I mean,
yeah,
really. You yeah. because you're not making a point. You're not.
Libtard was the other one.
Right. Oh, yeah, that one does it too.
You know yeah. that. Well, that makes me think about like our conversation with Joe the last episode where he was like, "I'm voting for Trump," and. I wanted to say, like, my why is always a curious why. It's never like, well, why are you doing that? You're so stupid.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm always
help me
like,
understand.
It's not because I think that you're wrong to be voting for Trump, or you're right, you know, or you're right to be voting for Trump. I just want to know your reasons why.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Help me understand.
And so that
where
was
you're coming from on that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's been lost lately is that meaningful discussion piece that you can have with a person about any particular topic.
Yeah, nobody can talk about anything anymore without being a bootlicker or a duck. You're immediately one or the other.
My theory on that is that we've had social media platforms for long enough now that people have gotten, I don't know that conditioned is the right word.
No, you're right. It is. It is. That's what it is.
People have gotten so used to thinking that they have a platform to loud and proud shout their opinion, regardless of what it is. And it's spilling over into everyday life now to where it's not just on your social media.
But it's almost a conditioned belief system, too, where they've been told how to think. Like, they're not even really thinking on their own.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing I push back against with social media and anything is like people are not really thinking on their own. They're taking a collective thought piece both on the right and the left.
Yep.
Oh, and they don't get punched in the face for saying rude things either.
Yeah.
Right.
That helps.
It's, yeah. What I don't
understand
is
there's a lot of people that just need to get punched in the face.
Well, yeah. You have both sides of the coin, though, because you have this culture now where on one side, everybody thinks that they're just entitled to their opinion loud and proud no matter you know what their opinion is. But then on the flip side of it, you're also not allowed to say anything because you might, you know, going back to the cancel culture thing like we were talking about on the last show, you got to be careful about what you say or you're going to get fucking canceled.
Well, I'm going to jump ahead with our order of stuff because this is actually relevant to what we're talking about right now, where we got into.
Yeah.
I watched that No Safe Spaces documentary with Adam Carolla in it.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge, super big fan of Adam Carolla. I can only take so much of him.
I think he's kind of up his own ass.
But the preview is compelling, which is what ended up making us want to watch. I don't know that I would fully endorse the movie because I think there's some holes in its entirety. Yeah, but because it's kind of it almost comes from a one-sided POV. Let's see here.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say will be used against you.
You are not listening. I want your job to be taken from you.
Protest has turned violent in California.
That actual incident
this
was really
is why
fucked.
We're fighting for the soul of America.
Are we, Adam?
You should be able to share ideas without fear of being fired from your job or shouted down.
You are not to be heard. This is one of the few things one could say we have no precedent for in the United States.
You have the right to remain silent.
The only way we separate the good ideas from the bad ideas is to be free to say whatever we want about them.
Anything you say will be used against you.
There's no free speech for fascists.
Your posts on Facebook, Twitter, and social media will be saved to shame you.
Kevin Hart has stepped down from hosting this year's Oscars.
I'm still mad about that.
Anything you say that we don't like will be used to shut you up.
Something he said like 8 or 9 years ago.
I think they would have ultimately let him host, but he was done with it by then.
You can't be funny.
It's creating an atmosphere of fear and repression, and it's going to bust.
I mean, good on him for walking away.
You cannot think differently.
It makes it difficult for you to learn from other people.
Isn't it spooky you were having this discussion?
You can't challenge us.
Kids grew up dipped in Purell, playing soccer games where they never kept score.
There is no debate.
The type of diversity that they hate is diversity of thought.
We reserve the right to be offended by everything.
No university. I love that.
These like old timers are the ones that are like
to make them strong.
They got a participation trophy. They play in these soccer games where everybody gets their own trophy. You're the ones that made those games. Dumb motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, like whose fault is this?
Right.
You have the right to remain silent.
So the trailer is decent, but you get into the movie and it's like loaded with a lot of like filler bullshit. And so like it's maybe a 30-minute movie on the whole of it. There's a lot of fucking like let's go into Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager's relationship. They're two opposite ends of the spectrum, which is fine for 5 minutes, but they keep on like beating that like a dead fucking horse.
Also, I don't know if you want Brian Callen out there arguing your point.
I know, yeah.
Into the Me Too trouble. So yeah, maybe lay off the Brian Callen trail for a little bit.
I might have taken that clip out of the trailer and just edited his footage out of it.
Maybe let him sit the next few plays out, huh?
Yeah.
Until it all
it's not a
it.
Great panel. I mean, it's, Tim Allen is not your best.
We got a panel of Tim Allen, Brian Callen.
what did Tim Allen do? Oh, that's right. He got caught with a kilo of coke, and then turned in a bunch of his friends so he didn't go to prison.
With our special guest panelist,
well, that's before
Michael
he got
Richards.
Famous. But
yeah, he was a stand-up at the time, right. And he got by selling coke to his friends, and then he turned all his friends in so he didn't have to go to prison.
His whole presence on that was his Last Man Standing show has a right-leaning...
He got canceled.
He got canceled from ABC.
And then they brought it back, yeah.
No, Fox
picked it up. Fox picked it up.
Because it's Fox.
But, yeah.
I remember my mom was happy that it came back.
Never seen
Fox News should have just picked it up. The only sitcom they run is...
I don't know. I could play devil's advocate to the whole thing because it's like... If somebody says something you don't like I would say don't watch it.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
And, and let the market decide, you know, if the market might decide, I'm not going to watch this.
Yep.
That's exactly.
That's how it should be.
That's the most American response to anything.
Absolutely.
Vote with your eyes and vote with your dollar.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I do feel like it is okay to go like, hey, this guy's an ass. Like, that's my free speech too.
Right.
If I hear something that Adam Carolla says and I'm like, hey, this guy's a fucking idiot, we should get rid of him. And I say that, that's my freedom of speech too.
The argument ultimately is being able to have the platform for these people to be heard so that others can make up their mind whether or not they want to align with that way of thinking or whatever it happens to be. Because there were, because of the protests that broke out, the colleges and universities that were hosting these conventions and stuff where people would come and speak would make like the Young Republicans or other organizations pay for the security for the event because there was such a large security bill for it. And so that the Young Republicans or something, they won judgment and the college had to eat the fucking, they lost the case. But so the idea is basically like, it's not that we want you to feel this way or be this way about whatever it happens to be. It's just like, we want you to be able to hear it if you want to. You don't have to. You have the choice. You don't have to come listen to what somebody has to say, if they're a fascist or whatever. Mm-hmm. You have the choice to come or not to come. Mm-hmm. And if you decide to come and hear it out and you don't like what they have to say, you also have the ability to speak out about how you feel about it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of those companies, though, that do the canceling, so they hear the outcry, then they go, all right, we're going to cancel this person.
Right.
I think a lot of those are not actually thinking about the outcry or even any of that. They are thinking about the dollar. And if they feel like it's going to affect like ad revenue, they're like, nah, let's just get somebody else. Like, I do think a lot of those companies are still just thinking about, they're just thinking about money still.
Absolutely.
Well, that's Chris D'Elia.
They don't want their name in the same sentence as that, hot, divisive topic.
It's easy to it takes away the power from that particular individual. Like, your example last time was Chris D'Elia. He was up on top. Like,
yep.
But at the same time, well, I mean, he wasn't on top. Yeah, but he
wasn't an A-lister. But
he was on top of a child.
He was certainly being pulled.
He would like to be.
A 16-year-old one.
Yeah.
He was poised. Like, they were basically like, but at the end of the day, it's like, oh, this maybe happened. He's not that important.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, they just kind of like push him aside because that's ultimately it. Like, you're not infallible and untouchable, basically. And, you know, Harvey Weinstein proved that. Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
We're especially in this climate right now. So, I don't know.
The problem with it is, and I'm not by any means condoning hate speech and all of that kind of shit, but the problem is it's a really slippery slope because once you start saying it's not okay to say certain things, that only grows. The list of things that you're not allowed to say or not allowed to talk about, that list doesn't shrink.
Right.
It just grows.
I think you just cut the government out of it.
It's
let the people.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, one person had commented that it was the right at one point trying to shut the left down from having like opinions on stuff, and now it's the opposite. It's like the flip side of that. Basically,
the pendulum swings back and forth. Pretty soon, nobody gets to say anything.
Right. Exactly. You get to a point where, and in a lot of ways, we are already there in terms of you can't. No matter what your opinion is on something, you're going to piss somebody off. So better to just not have an opinion.
Yeah.
And there's then you go down the conspiracy rabbit hole.
We're all just a big fucking grudge.
Then again, I just called the police officer a cunt 3 times.
Oh yeah.
So and nobody kicked down this door and shot me in the head.
Right.
So we're also in a country where you can do that.
Yep, that's true.
If we were really Nazis, I'd already be dead.
That is true.
I sit in a weird political place because I'm a fascist at heart. Like deep down,
yeah,
I think people need to be told what to do. I think every single person is better off when they're told exactly when they should get up, what they should do, when to go to bed, what to eat.
Do you think your military service plays a factor in that, or did you always kind of feel that way?
No, I've always felt that way.
Mm. Okay,
but I don't like it when people do that to me.
Right.
And so deep, like, I lean libertarian. I think I should be in charge.
Right.
Like, Emperor Palpatine is my hero. growing up, that was as soon as Empire hit, I was like, that's the dude I want to be. I want to be able to fly around in my Death Star and blow up planets that don't listen to me. Like,
yeah.
I want to be able to send my stormtroopers down and say, you didn't fucking do what I told you to do, so I'm going to kill your whole farm. But that's not the way the world works.
Right, right.
And so I think that everyone should just leave everyone else the fuck alone.
Right. That's kind of where I've always been, and it's gotten more so the last however many years, especially like dealing with like my kids in school and administration.
Yeah,
it's like, fuck you guys. Especially like wait till they get to high school. High school's even it's worse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dealing with a thing with my kid right now, and I'm just like, oh, fucking. And administrators think that they're all powerful.
Mm.
And so it's really like, and we're advocating for our kid, but we're also like, we're holding him accountable for some of his stuff. But it's like, you guys as administrators also have to not be such a fucking shit to deal with. You can't just be like, it's this stubborn, like, don't push back or, you will obey me type attitude. And it's like, because I'm an administrator.
Yep.
Yeah. I think 2 or 3 generations under a strict tyrannical rule and people would just get used to it. Look at how fast we're getting used to masks.
Yep.
That's true. My daughter will put them on. She'll be 2 tomorrow.
When you take away people's ability to choose, there is a certain level of comfort to be found in not having to make a decision.
Like, we grew up in the 80s.
Right.
Look at the movies that we... Commando? Rambo?
Like, I love
fucking
Commando.
Freedom.
So much.
Like,
that's
I
true.
Dreamed of screaming eagles, you know? Like...
Yeah.
Fuck! You know? But now, look at the kids that are rioting in the streets.
Yeah, yeah.
And what do they want? They want the government to be able to tell you what you can and can't do. But they're lighting things on fire and saying people are fascists. But they want the government to be able to control what you do.
Right. And they don't see the
ultimately at the end of the day.
Yeah.
These kids don't understand anything. They're fucking stupid.
So
fuck them.
Well, it's the classic. I spent a year at grad school and it really opened my eyes to the ways of the world.
No, it
bullshit.
Didn't.
And it's like, ah, fuck you, you self-important piece of shit.
No,
like
opened your eyes to the ways of the world. You don't even understand which side of your bed.
I just got
the
done
worst.
Backpacking across Europe.
I don't know.
I spent a summer abroad, and no, you didn't.
It's the old what did Carlin say once? if you put rules on what is funny, then nothing gets to be funny.
Right.
Do you guys think those kids went to grad school? I think that's pretty adorable. But
That's funny.
That's a pretty... grad school's a pretty low population of people, friends.
Yeah.
Very low percentage of people go on and do that.
Very. But I don't know.
It's a pretty elite club.
There's a lot to be said for...
A lot of self-important cunts, too.
There's a lot to be said for restricting...
I don't think I'm very self-important, but...
...choice in people. But it also...
Let me ask you this, Derek, just real quick.
Do the ends justify the means kind of
thing? When you get your doctorate, and I know you eventually will because you just can't stop going to school. No. You're going to get your doctorate. You will.
No.
You will. But okay, say you do, though. Will at that point, will you insist on being called doctor? Because you worked that hard for it.
I mean, I don't insist on people calling me master right now.
Is that the true title?
That's what I have as my master's.
Well, right. I know, but when people get their doctorate, they prefer to be, like most people, a lot of them.
The only one who's of my expected kids teachers, to call you master is your son.
My principal in high school also.
Insisted on being called doctor.
I guess it depends if you're calling me, if it was my students, because they call me Mr. right now. I guess for them, probably.
But you could still be called Mr. with a doctorate, right?
I mean, you could, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's an earned thing, honestly. Like I take it as
I don't agree or disagree on it. I see where you're coming from, but
now, if you're a self-important dick about it,
but also it wasn't my choice. If you're the one with the doctorate, it wasn't my choice for you to get a doctorate, so it shouldn't be my choice to it should be my choice whether or not I call you doctor or not.
Well,
I didn't pay for it. I didn't have any
mouth, so you get to say whatever.
I think that's kind of a stupid hill to die on. Like, I don't walk around and just call you a stupid piece of shit, but I never asked for you to not be a stupid piece of shit, but I could just walk around and say you're a stupid piece of shit. Like,
well, you're just saying it now.
What kind of fucking argument is that? Like, that's a stupid hill to die on. Why? If somebody wants to be called doctor whatever, like who gives a shit? Just call them what they want to be called.
Yeah, how big of a deal is it for you to just do that?
Just call them the thing they want to be called. If somebody wants to be called Megatron, I'll call you Megatron.
But okay, but I'm not going to call you doctor if what comes with it is your incredible douchiness is in addition to
I mean, I'll agree. If I ever get a doctorate, which I am not, if I ever do and I'm on an airplane and someone's like, is a doctor on board? I'm not going to be like, I have a doctorate in education.
You're getting
me dying of? Is he dying of a lack of pedagogy? Like, I'm not going to. No. I'm like, no, I'm not a doctor. You better find somebody qualified. Like
Dad, you want to take this one?
Yeah, I already did.
Oh, okay.
None of your business. We'll talk about it when you're
older. I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough one. I understand what you're saying, though. I think there are
people a word that you can't say.
I think there are people that are they are self-important with it, and I do think it's super annoying. And I think people who are like really combative about being called what they want to be when that's the case, I also think that's a stupid hill to die on. Why do you give a fuck what people call you? Like, who cares?
Yeah, is it really that big of is it really that big of a deal to you? And more importantly, why is it such a big deal to you?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I guess the argument for somebody with a doctorate is that they spent a lot of time to earn the doctorate, I guess, is like one of the arguments, but.
And I understand. Admittedly, I understand that argument. Like I said, I think it is a silly thing for somebody to get their panties in a twist about. But I also think that if the hardest thing that you have to do in the day is correct yourself from calling somebody Mister to Doctor, then you've got a pretty good life.
Doctor Mister.
It is. You know what? It is a
very true.
It's yeah. I guess it's definitely. You catch more flies with honey than vinegar, right?
Yeah, dude.
If you want people to call you a doctor, you'd better be still a nice person.
That
don't be an asshole on top of being a doctor. Like, Yeah, that's really the place I'm coming from with it is like, okay, like my principal was a doctor, but he was also kind of a dick. And so it didn't make it easy to be like, oh, hello, doctor.
I
did you do things to provoke this guy to be a dick, though, Eduardo?
No, actually. I was
did the other students.
No, I mean, see, okay, I come from a different perspective. I think...
it's going to be pretty horrible.
Yeah.
No, he approached things, and I know that. I have them.
That's true.
But he never took things in a tactful manner until you get to, like, basically, I think some people are not capable of interacting with young children until they hit a certain point.
Yeah.
Or a certain age. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm the same way. Like, I mean, there's kids that my own kids at certain ages. I'm like, I don't like you right now. I won't like you for a few years. It's okay. I still love you. You're mine. But right now, like these next couple of years are going to be touch and go as far as how I feel about you.
Putting up with your shit.
Yeah.
It ties into the drawing more flies with honey than vinegar. It's dude. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Yeah. Right.
Like, fucking seriously.
I guess as far as, like the people who have the title that want the title, it's like, what a nice world you live in that's your number one issue, I guess.
Again, if that's the worst.
Because there's so many more important things to be worried about.
There's so many things going on in the world.
There are so many things going on. If that's your number one concern, like, I envy your life.
Right.
Like, that's amazing.
Hey, Mr. Edwin, excuse me? Dr. Edwin. Dr. Edwin.
Yeah. There was a professor at LC that I had.
Here's your rap.
He was one of those I'm a Mr. Doctor type.
Yeah.
I checked the fuck out of his class when I was told that I was going to be peer reviewing one of the foreign exchange students. So he was an English professor. And he broke us down into little pods of like four or five students. And he did not read or review any of the rough drafts. It was our job as students in the group to peer review these rough drafts. And one of the kids in my group was a foreign exchange student from, I believe, Thailand. His name was Prabin. And Prabin's first language was not English. And I was expected to essentially...
butcher his work?
Correct his work. Because he's writing a paper where he's very obviously English is not his first language. And no, I'm sorry. I'm here to get an education. My job is not to teach Prabin how to speak English. If you're so fucking tenured and lazy that you don't want to read it, then you can fuck off.
Peer review is like the most basic form of like teaching though. You learn from doing peer reviews.
You do, but again, you learn from doing peer reviews of people who speak the language. It is not my job in English 102 to teach this kid how to fucking write an English sentence. I'm sorry, but if you have that clearly rudimentary understanding of the English language, you have no business being in English 102. I'm sorry. You need to be in like fucking elementary school English of learning.
Oh, the remedial classes?
Yeah, man. You need remedial courses to help you understand how to even write an appropriate English sentence. Like this guy very fucking clearly did not have a strong grasp of the English language. And instead of focusing on my paper and working more on my education, I was expected to help coach this kid along on learning English. I'm sorry,
so
fuck that.
You should have traded that for Muay Thai.
If I'm in high school and I have to fucking do it, that's one thing. But if I'm in college and I'm literally paying money to be here to get my education, sorry, no. That is a lazy fucking teacher.
All right.
It didn't help that he was a dick. And like I said, he was the you will call me doctor type, but... He was your stereotypical tenured, lazy prick of a teacher who didn't give a shit about whether or not people actually learned anything. He was just there to act superior.
The one thing I've learned with my wife being a teacher is there are extraordinary teachers, and then there are the get byers, the ones that just kind of like exist. They're warm bodies basically in within the system, and there's no way to really kind of suss them out.
No, there's not.
They're kind of there, and
just it's a learning curve for young people on how to deal with what will essentially become difficult managers in the working world. Because what happens when you land at a job and your boss is an absolute shithead?
Right.
You can't just be like, you know what? Fuck you and your stuff. You'll get fired. Like, it doesn't work that way. You know?
I mean, you can. I would well, you can do it.
You totally can, but it's not exactly the wisest course.
Not a great idea, but
the world is amazingly free like that.
Don't do it, but you can do it.
Yeah.
You're allowed.
But
once you're an adult, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Dude, it's like
you can have ice cream for breakfast, too.
We keep going back to the similarities in child rearing with this, but it's something that I spout to Matthew constantly. You can do and say whatever you want as long as you have an understanding that there are consequences to you doing and saying whatever you want.
Right, right.
It's
the toothpaste analogy. You can't put the toothpaste back in the bowl.
Yeah, man. Yep. By all means, if you want to argue
there's
with...
There's some assholes who try, though.
If you want to argue like, with me, go right ahead. But I can tell you right now that you probably won't like the outcome.
Covered in fucking...
There's a motherfucker you will give that analogy to, and he'll go try and put the fucking tooth... Like, he'll go squeeze all the toothpaste out.
Bet me, motherfucker.
Fucking tooth.
Yeah.
While he's trying to ice skate uphill. Like, it's just that dude. Pretty great. Why are you doing that? Because you told me I can't.
Yeah.
Ass.
I've never understood that mentality.
No.
I really haven't. People who are like, oh, well, you told me I can't do it, so I'm going to do it. I don't know. I don't understand that, but, you know, maybe.
I mean, in a lot of ways, that could be, in a lot of ways, that's a good way to do stuff, though. I mean, you're going to have people out there that are naysayers and doubters and tell you you can't do something because of who you are or what your background is or what, you know, and you should go out and prove them wrong. You should absolutely, you know, if people tell you that you can't go, you know, you can't go do this because of, you know, some reason. I mean, in a lot of ways, it is good to be combative, but, you know, if people tell you, you're going to have people tell you, you know.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. You're going to have people tell you. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
I do. Yeah, that's pretty funny. I was wondering whom that was.
Absolute fucking dick.
So thank you for answering me. So I mean, so I guess a good example would be when you have
all right, damn right,
my son's got good comedic timing sometimes.
You are going to have people
we gotta read the comments more,
like you
he says dang, this is a TED talk.
That's funny.
All right,
go ahead, Derek. Sorry.
No, it's all right. I mean, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, but you are going to have people. I had a guidance counselor at Lewiston High School who was like, oh, you won't ever be able to do this based on what they perceived to be my intelligence or what I could achieve in my life. And so I was like, okay, well, fuck you. I'll just go do this anyways.
Right. And well, so, I think that's a different.
So I think there is a time where you should be combative and you should not listen to what people tell you and you should just do what you want to go do. It's just pick your battles.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Manage your expectations and pick your battles.
But don't try and do actually impossible things.
Yeah,
Or actually highly difficult things like putting toothpaste back in a tube.
Right.
I realize if you have the right equipment, it's super easy. Like you just,
you know, but you're gonna have people tell you. You're like your whole life, you know, don't, you know, you can't do that.
Right.
And they might be right, but you can't ever, you know, and sometimes you just can't learn unless you fail and do it and fail yourself. Right.
Right.
Well, yeah, it's failure is a great teacher.
Failing upward.
To respond to your question in the private chat, Derek. Yes, I was let go. I was literally, after 2 years of working there, I was fired over the phone without a reason 2 hours before my shift.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't know that. That's such a bummer.
I don't have any... I will miss some of my customers, and frankly, that's about it.
Are you anywhere now?
No, not currently. I had I've had 3 interviews in the last 2 weeks, but nothing yet. They literally told me, and this is the thing that confused me very greatly, was unemployment costs them money, as we all know. They literally told me to file for unemployment, that they would not fight me on it for any reason. When the unemployment office contacted them to verify that I had been let go and ask why I was let go, they didn't give a reason.
Oh, okay.
So wow. I'm really not sure exactly what happened. I did notice a trend of them hiring younger people, and having gone in there afterward, the guy that they hired to replace me is also significantly younger, so I think that probably had part to do with it. But yeah, worked there for 2 years, been written up one time, and was fired over the phone 2 hours before my shift. So I don't have a lot of good things to say about those people. That's a really bizarre. Fucking shit.
Not even a write-up or a written warning, nothing. Nope. Just, wow.
Yeah, I was really...
That's incredible.
Really disappointing. And I've had a fucking deluge of Facebook messages from my customers since then of like, hey, I haven't seen you in the shop for a while, blah, blah, blah. And I literally can't find a single person who's like, oh yeah, I can understand why they, yeah, I don't know.
You thought about, looking at the competition?
Oh yeah. I've already applied for both of them. Unfortunately, neither of them are hiring at the moment, and I would not be opposed to getting out of the industry. There's a lot that goes into it that I genuinely don't agree with.
So I have a buddy that is in the industry, and he's I'm gonna tread lightly because I don't know who watches, but he's not a massive fan of the industry either. So
my big thing was every day I would interact with customers where the only thing I could think was, you know what? You're the reason why this was illegal for as long as it was. You know, why are you in here buying a $3 joint when you should go spend that $3 on a new pair of jeans at Goodwill? Because goddamn, dude, like, you know, not to be judgmental and not to sound.
I know what you're saying.
But though. There. Yeah. Yeah, it was so.
Dude can barely read, but he knows everything about that particular job.
Dude, no, lots of people who, for some reason, the thing that I always went back to was...
Weed scholars.
There is a strain of weed called Blue Magoo, and if I had a nickel for every time somebody looked at the label and said, I want a Blue Mango, I'd never have to work another day in my life. Like, genuine fucking alarmingly stupid people.
I'd ever see a load of nickels.
I did notice that amongst some of the people. So, like, if I look on Facebook and I think I'm friends with some of the people that work either at that store or one of the other ones in Washington. Yeah. And there is like and I've talked to my buddy who works at one of them, and he's older. He's older like us. So he, you know, it's a job. A job's a job.
Yeah.
And. But he's talked about how like a lot of the younger people who work there too do think that, because I asked him, because I got the distinct impression that some of the younger people who work in the industry think they're hot shit because they work in the industry.
Oh yeah, there is,
and he said that there's definitely like a weird like point of pride for like the younger people that do that job, and they're like, oh yeah, I work for a can for life.
Yeah,
and
no,
I
it's
can of camera.
Yep. It's a thing. The way that I always described it was, you could very quickly tell when somebody was in dropping off a resume or that kind of thing. You can really tell the difference between somebody who's looking for a job, somebody who is passionate about being a good face for the industry, and somebody who just wants to be able to say they work in a weed store. Like there is a shit ton of those.
Yeah.
That they just want to be able to say, oh yeah, man, I get paid. I work at the weed store. And yeah, fuck you. Like
has it been hard to, but if I ask anything that's, you know, off limits, you just tell me.
Yeah.
So for any of the places that you've applied to or interviewed for that have been outside of the industry,
has your experience of working there been a blemish at all?
Not directly, and okay. honestly, not quite as much as I expected. But you can kind of get a gauge in the interview when, like, the one that I go back to is I had an interview here 2 weeks ago that I wound up, I got called back to come in for a second interview. In the first interview, the gentleman that was, thank you, Tori. That's very sweet of you.
Show me your feet.
He literally wouldn't say the name of the company. He always used a euphemism of that store or your previous workplace or, you know, those kind of things. But I was genuinely warned by he was a customer, but he had worked there prior to me ever starting working there. And he faced a tremendous amount of difficulty because people have really hard opinions about that kind of stuff.
They do.
And
in this area specifically.
Yeah, very much so.
Especially this side of the river.
That's why it's only
especially
legal there.
Yeah. But it's something, excuse me, it's something that I have dealt with a little bit, but no, not quite as much as I would have expected to.
I was curious about that.
And like I said, I'm very, one of the things that I got told very frequently in the 2 years that I worked there from a lot of people was, I'm surprised you work in a place like that, because I don't carry myself like you're, I hate to fall back on stereotypes, but I don't carry myself in the way that a lot of those kind of people
do. I think you're being fair. If I was the type of person that, it's not my thing, but if I was the guy who was buying that, as somebody who, I'm a square, I'm a square. I've never been like the cool guy. It's not a thing. So if I went into a store like that, the guy wearing his hair, like his dreads put in the beanie with like giant gauges and stuff, like that's the last guy that's going to make me feel comfortable.
Right.
And it's not because like I think of anything less of that guy. It's just I already feel like a square anyways.
There is
so if I'm going into the store,
but that dude's not cool either.
There is a lot.
No, I agree. But it's just like if I go in there though and I see Ron wearing, you know, you're wearing like what you wear and your hair, like you do your hair. There's like stuff like product in it. You're clean cut. Like if I saw you there, I'm 9 times out of 10 going to go to you and be like, hey, you look like just a normal guy. Fellow human being who works at a store. Like
there is a lot.
Right. You don't look like
marijuana, please.
You don't look like a Hastings employee.
No, there's a lot to be said for a level of professionalism.
Marijuana, please.
Like really, there is a lot to be said for having that level of professionalism. And
but if
a
I go
lot
in there and I'm
of
like,
my customers really appreciated that.
I was going in there and I'm like, I don't know what I don't know. And then they're like, oh, dude, well, first off.
Dude, this is fucking.
I'm out of here. I gotta go.
Yeah.
First off, you never mix the kind with the swag.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it also puts you in a position where, like, if you're not a frequent user.
This one's gnar.
You can go in there and be like, and talk to a normal dude that's not going to like.
Say that you've got.
You're not going to feel intimidated.
This is something that I dealt with very, very frequently there. Say that you are an older, you're literally, because I'm sorry, there are so many people who use it for medicinal purposes that are fucking laughable. It's not fucking medicine. You just found a loophole. There are so many people who come in that are actually like, hey, I was diagnosed. I started having seizures. And one of the things that my doctor talked to me about, somebody who has, they're fucking 55 years old.
Yeah.
They've never even smelled weed, let alone smoked it. They don't want to talk to some dude who's going to be like, man, this shit's bomb. It's going to get you real fucked up. They want to talk to somebody who knows why this is the thing that they should use because it has these kind of chemical properties that's going to do this to you. Like
they want to feel like they're going to a pharmacy.
Yes.
Right, right, right.
Exactly.
They're gonna
feel like
I'm headed over to the apothecary.
I'm gonna go do
go pick up my medicine.
Shady things.
Yeah, you're not meeting some dude in the fucking parking lot. who, you know.
Or the right, park.
It, yeah.
Right.
And I appreciate your
service. No, I'm an adult now.
Today,
it's time
man,
to be an adult thing.
There was, I
appreciate
had,
your service today, young man. Is there any way I can get my stabbing out in the parking lot?
I yeah, you're right, Warren. I had a very, very strong, consistent customer base for a lot of that reason. That there's a level of comfort that people feel when they're talking to you with that professionalism, where they listen. They don't just think that you're trying to sell them whatever. You know, they listen.
Yeah,
there are aspects of the job that I do miss, but having things shake out the way that it did, where, you know, you spend 2 years working for a company who spouts nothing but, you know, we're a small business, so this is all about family and, you know, blah, blah,
right.
blah. I went to two of those people's fucking Christmas parties and they fired me over the fucking phone, Eric Bischoff style, 2 hours before my shift. Like, seriously.
Stone Cold!
I don't want to...
Stone Cold!
I don't,
Stone
you can,
Cold!
You can say what you want to say, but that is not a fucking family business. That is a, we don't give a fuck about you. Like, you know, I...
Like,
anyway.
Getting dumped over the phone.
Yeah, man. Fuck that. But the nice thing is, you know, for one, again, they were very adamant about not fighting me on unemployment. So... I've had a lot. As you guys know, I have full custody of both of the kids, so I've been able to enjoy more time with them, which has been nice. And it has freed me up for October to literally watch fucking more movies than any person could or
to
should.
Fest.
Great segue. Also, but I will say that is some sketchy shit, though. If you know somebody's in the wrong, if they're like, "Hey, we're gonna let you go. We're not gonna fight you at all on unemployment."
Yeah, they wanted me gone. For whatever for whatever reason, they clearly wanted me gone.
Your ears are engaged enough,
and
your dreads
well,
aren't.
I noticed, you know,
you don't smell like
patchouli,
5 day old bathwater.
I noticed prior to me getting let go that all of the people that they were hiring were like early 20s, freshly turned 21, young people. I'll be 36 next month.
Oh, they're recycling.
The guy that they hired that technically quote unquote replaced me, the guy that they hired after they let me go is same wheelhouse. So I think it not to play the ageism card, but I think
they recasted
age,
you as a younger.
I think my age had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
I think that they have the one old guy that works there that has worked there since the place
opened. You're starting to show those brow wrinkles a little bit.
He's the only person that works there that's over the age of, I believe, 35 or 36. Everybody else is in their 20s.
We have too many.
So, yeah, I think that I think that had a lot to do with it. Because I didn't give him any reason
shit.
To fire me. But
we have too many old people.
I
had a good time, guys.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
I'll have to do this again.
Definitely.
For sure.
Please most
have
definitely.
Me on again. This is fun.
Yeah.
By the way,
thanks for coming back.
Not, yeah, absolutely.
Bay Bay.
It, I've been watching Schitt's Creek.
It's
oh,
great.
Nice.
It's good.
Yeah, it is.
It's so good.
It's
so good.
It's one that I wish I would have discovered sooner.
Same here. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth watching though. It's hilarious. I was making some drop-ins earlier, and there's a ton of stuff from Chris Elliott's character that are so funny. He has so many good one-liners. He's a terrible dude. Chris Elliott has got to be the most disgusting dude on the planet.
Yeah,
and he plays
something about Mary.
So
is the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah,
but he always is playing like a creeper.
I'm honestly not a huge fan of his.
Oh,
but
he
yeah.
pulls it out. That's
he,
why
he,
you're not.
He makes it work, man. Let me get you a little strong hand.
He plays, he's misshapen. Like his body is so weird. His face is so gross.
He's like a human cartoon character.
Yeah.
He really
is. Which
is
funny because his daughter is so hot.
I don't know who his daughter is.
She used Abby Elliott. She was a SNL cast member for a few seasons.
And she was also in like a couple of those terrible spoof movies. I think she was an Epic movie, maybe. Ward, help me out here. She's in one of the spoof movies. It might be Epic Movie. It could be. It's one of those. They're trash. You know.
Yeah,
they're
those movies are garbage.
But she's so hot, which is surprising because she comes from that.
That's his daughter?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, she's talented too.
She is. She's funny.
I had no idea.
Huh.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he's
who's her mother?
I think he's funny. Mostly because he just plays in so well to just I think he just knows what I think he's of anyone in Hollywood, he probably is the most self-aware person. Like he knows he's kind of a gross dude.
He's up there.
Because in Schitt's Creek, his character is not even the worst he's been, which is amazing. Obviously, like Scary Movie 2, he's the most disgusting
dude,
thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, like I said, let me get you up a strong hand.
Yeah.
That is a joke that will stand
the
test
of
time.
Is the movie you're thinking of Sex Ed, Derek? With Haley Joel Osment?
Coke bloated Haley Joel Osment.
No. God, that guy. Poor Haley Joel Osment. He's great in some of the stuff I've seen him in.
She's in a spoof movie. She's in
I don't see any
There's Fun Size, High Road, No Strings Attached.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Pizza Crunch Among Us.
We're looking at her filmography on Wikipedia. I don't see any of the spoof movies on there.
It's brief.
It's very brief.
She dated Fred Armisen. Fuck.
No. She did.
Huh.
My heart goes out to her.
Yeah.
I don't like that dude either.
I don't, but there's a couple things that I've seen him do that I really, really, really like.
Oh, Portlandia is good, and the Documentary Now thing that he does with
I'm not a
Bill Hader. I've only watched a little bit of Portlandia. I can only watch
like
so much.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I'd say there's a cutoff for
it. It's too accurate.
Right.
When you do cringe comedy that well, it's like
feel like that's one you could give one season to, and you're like, I've got because that's all I've that's really all I've watched, and it's like I've had my fill. I don't need every season of.
But Documentary Now, I love that show. It's great.
Yeah,
I really enjoy it. The one that they did where they were parodying the Talking Heads movie "Stop Making Sense."
Oh yeah,
concert where they went to do their last concert and were informed that the band was breaking up slightly before the last concert, and dude, that was fucking hilarious.
No, he and Bill Hader's great.
Yeah, I love Bill Hader.
Well, hey Derek, thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It was great. Had a great time. You guys are salt of the earth.
Take care, man.
And Ron, I hope you find something soon.
Oh hell, I'll land on my feet somewhere.
Get you going there.
I got quite a few irons in the fire. It's just a matter of, you know, something will shake out.
Striking. At least you get to watch the, the movie watch.
Well,
horror movie marathon.
I'm enjoying my bonus spare time while I have it. And I get to, you know, prior to going to work at Can I spent 2 years as Mr. Mom. So I'm back to doing the Mr. Mom thing, which
I was thinking of Jayma Maze, by the way. Jayma Maze is an epic movie.
Yeah.
I would argue that that is the same person. That's another Bryce Dallas Howard. And
they do look similar.
That's the same person. They've never been in the same movie together or the same room. I guarantee it.
Jayma Maze was on Trial and Error on NBC, which is a great show if you haven't seen.
Also hot. Also super hot. Thanks everybody.
Thanks, Derek.
Yeah, later.
We'll see you. Good night.
Later.
See ya.
All right, peeps. Didn't I tell you this was the best one? They fucking nailed it as usual. In case you weren't listening at the beginning, make sure you head over to timespentpoorly.com and click things. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. While you're at it, subscribe on YouTube and get notified the next time we're live. Maybe you appreciate what we give you and you want to support us? Great! Head over to patreon.com/timespentpoorly and check out how you can do just that. Thanks again for wasting your time with us this week. Now go make better use of it! Until next time.
Time spent poorly.
That was a waste of time.
Yep.